Thank you for listening to Vote with Power Podcast 98. Our topic today is Here Comes Another Example of Death to Our Democracy. My name's Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power and the founder of the Vote with Power organization. This podcast is for you if you want a better and safer life for your children in the future. I founded the organization called Vote with Power, which is a nonpartisan way to unite Americans for fixing our government and changing the direction America is heading. We work through the citizens, especially parents, for building a new world-class country. Last week, the Senate passed a bill the president signed into law. Our politicians spent another $96 billion of your tax money on foreign aid. In a democracy, the people need to know about these bills. How much do you know of what truly is in that bill that passed, the foreign aid bill? What are the details in the bill? Very few Americans know. Does the name of the bill actually represent what's in the bill? Was the expenditure within our budget? If it wasn't and it was over our budget, where will the money come from? What input did citizens have on this bill? How will finding this money affect our debt? Will it add to the $34 trillion with a T dollars of debt we already have? $61 billion of that $96 billion is going to Ukraine, and that's fine if you agree, not so good if you disagree on giving money to Ukraine. But the rest of the questions with the details is, what will it be used for, number one? We're not told. We think it's going for weapons and ammunition. Is it, or is it going for something else? Will this money going to Ukraine help them win the war, or are we just giving them billions more to keep fighting and keep the war going? Was this spending considered with any debt reduction or elimination program? Our Congress never thinks about how do we get rid of that debt. Is the money going to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan the best use, and is it better than anything we need for that money in America? Would the passage of this bill be different if there were standalone bills? Congress loves to multitask into the bills so they can play pork trading and hide what they really want to do. What is the money tracking system and accountability for this $96 billion? How will we know that it's used for what it's supposed to be used for? What was the purpose? What are the goals? What are the desired results? And what are the plans for this expenditure? There aren't any. What area are the benchmarks for letting Congress and the American people know that the results that we planned on having are actually what we're meeting with this money? What are the built-in tools to ensure this money is not stolen or misused? America is famous for giving billions of dollars to somebody and nobody tracks it, nobody knows where it actually went. And what is the punishment for anyone who steals or misuses this money? There isn't any. After the bill was passed, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer in the Senate stated that the $98 billion is just a small amount of money. That is easy to think of and say if you are not responsible and it's not your money. It always is a ploy to get votes. How can you think $98 billion is a small amount when the taxpayers already owe $34 trillion? And that $34 trillion currently, which is growing every day, has $280 billion of income going of your income and taxes going to the interest-only part of that debt. That's what we'll pay this year, $280 billion on interest. Isn't there something else we could better use that $280 billion for? A different way to look at the money is that the average taxpayer, according to the U.S. Facts, paid $7,898 in income tax last year, which happened to be an increase of 14% from 2021. You paid 14% more in taxes. To pay the $98 billion, each taxpayer would add another 13% increase to their tax bill. While our government is ready to raise your taxes again, they're talking about corporate taxes, changing the capital gains tax, and on until they take all of your money. The top 1% of wage earners are always getting blamed because they're not paying their fair share. The truth is they pay 45.8% of all the taxes. So how much more will high earners be burdened before they find a lighter taxing country to live in? Then will our taxes be raised to offset the loss from the 1%, and that'll eat up most of your income? What if the taxes got to 60, 70, 80% of your income? When will the public say enough is enough and take the checkbook away from the irresponsible legislators and the president? 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and that doesn't include any retirement funding. What will the future bring for those Americans? If taxes are raised again, most of those 70% of Americans would have to go bankrupt and face a future of destitution. How can living in the richest country in the world do that to its people? That is disgusting. Is it a way to control the people and make them totally dependent on our government? Check it out. That's what happened in other countries. There are a few oligarchs that have all the money, and the other people are slaves and starving in those countries. Look at China, Venezuela, North Korea, and Russia to see what lifestyle the average person has there. The debt, as it keeps growing and will be ongoing with its high interest payment, will collapse your home budget because you are responsible for that debt, not members of Congress. It will collapse on America's financial stability and status to pay for the bankruptcy of America. And the open border is another cause for financial distress because it is unfunded. How will politicians pay for the millions of illegal immigrants? There is no budget or plans or strategy for how to save our country financially and support those who belong here. Government never does a financial risk assessment. They just spend the money. How will we keep paying to support those non-Americans? Remember, you work hard to support the government, and they spend your money wherever and whenever they want. The poor people in every country of the world are because the elected officials are spending their money. And they are easy poor people, lazy people, uneducated, unskilled people in the world using your money. American citizens must get informed and motivated to change the direction our country is being taken. It's time for the American people to do the right thing right now, which is to join others to save our democracy. If you are frustrated, angry, anxious, or irate, there is something significant that you can do. Join us at votewithpower.org, votewithpower.org, and become part of the solution. Don't wait and expect the next election to solve our problems. It won't. The election may help solve the problems that we talk about every day, the ones about the border and inflation, pricing, drug sales, human trafficking, crime, CRT taught in our education systems, and on and on. The election with new people in seats may help fix those. But the thing that most people don't know is there are 13 systemic political process problems, and new people in seats in Washington won't fix those because those are the ones that they hide their agenda under and help void them using our democratic representative system. Politics is only failing to solve our problems. It is causing our problems. Find out about these problems, which are destroying America. Go to Vote with Power and find out through the other podcast what those 13 serious problems are. Democracy in America is too important to your family's future to sit back and allow politics to destroy America one day at a time. The time is now to decide whether you want to help be part of the solution for improving our political, education, financial, and justice systems, or America can sit in their laps and wait for somebody else to fix their problems. And that won't happen until we unite enough people to get our government back in line with the people's values, fixing our problems, and changing the direction our country's going. Please visit votewithpower.org for more parenting and saving democracy ideas, and share that website and these podcasts with other friends that you have that care about America.